The changes would add close to $4 a month and just over $47 a year to the average customer's bill. The proposed increase comes on the heels of a separate rate hike passed last September that added between $5 and $7 to bills. That change was part of a $78 million general rate increase. The current plan totals out at $25 million in income for Westar annually. Gina Penzig with Westar Energy says Kansas is projected to have about 4,500 megawatts of wind energy in service by next year. And to deliver that energy, transmission lines have to be available. The suggested change increases the rate for schools by 30% and decreases it for small businesses by 20%. If approved, the expected start date for the new rates is April 1st. For KMUW News, I'm Abigail Wilson.